Good evening, everyone. I'm Kathy, the co-host. Master healer and teacher Ron Amatron is here to discuss a term we hear a lot, divine birthright, the authentic power within that we are being told to claim and expect by the current New Thought teachers. Ron describes what is meant by divine birthright, what it includes, and if we can ever feel we have achieved our inner potential and life purpose. Before we get to the discussion, Ron will provide some divine healings to remove an implanted barcode in us called the 2,000 years of darkness. Then he will activate the drawing of the light being's face found on his host page with peace energy. Our host, Ron Amatron, is here. Hello, Ron. Over to you now for the barcode removal and light being activation.
Okay, so let's do a barcode. Remember, you have a barcode with many issues, and the issues basically are for you not to understand what true light is and to maybe have you search and search and search for that next new book. Maybe the last one that you bought 5 years ago maybe was not complete, so the author had to make a brand new one to update it because the last one didn't work. So anyway, we'll do a barcode release so that you can be a little more conscious. This show is all about you getting your spirit more with you, and that's what the show is about, so you can have the ascension. Don't have your spirit, then ascension is not going to happen because it has to come into you to help take the body out of here. Or you want to get your spirit back more fully intact from wherever it is in the beyond all. And it could even be beside you. No? So here we go. Let's do that clearing. 2,000 year of darkness barcode clearing. So you can start to understand where you are and how you can help yourself with the clearings that we have and also get more spirit energy with you. The whole thing is, this takes away some of the disinformation that you've had throughout all of your lifetimes here. And you could have been here for maybe 80,000 years. So that's a lot of disinformation. And you wonder why you're here, and that's the reason. You were sold the wrong bill of goods. So I'll count to 10 to help you get a little more clarity of source energy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do the light beam activation now. So just bring up the light beam. It's on the home page. Host page of Contact Talk Radio or on creationlightship.com, either way. Just bring up the light beam. I'm going to bring in peace energy for you. So here comes the peace energy, which is non-judgmental energy. It's only peace. This is source energy. And you're going to feel wonderful. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for that peace energy, Ron. It's really great to have that to keep us company during the show if we get a little addled or upset about some of the things we're hearing. So, Ron, about our divine birthright, I have been hearing and have been told that we are infinitely power, eternal beings, and our potential is limitless. Teachers and writers declare it's time that we claim this authentic power that resides within us because it is our divine birthright. I'd really like to believe that. Is that something we can really achieve or do?
Well, let's start over again with that question. The question is a great question, and everybody is talking about that. That's the main buzzwords in New Age metaphysics, that you can have all this power, do what you want, do all this manifestation. Well, you bought the wrong system. Remember, source energy doesn't really do any of that. It just brings you peace. If you work with source energy and you're not on a planet like we are that was overtaken by darkness, and then it was the darkness was enhanced because of the people believing things outside of themselves, bringing in more darkness. So we're kind of here on a dark side planet, and people are telling you that you may be, that you made a mistake, your karma's doing this here, but for some reason you can get this special book, or maybe you've been going to, a given church or someplace for years, and they're telling you how great this energy is, how great God is, and you're a part of God. I don't get into the G word that much because that's alien to me. Aliens that bring forth the energies in every church you go to. It depends which one you go to. In fact, just if you're interested, go to different churches, and you'll feel the different alien critters there attaching to the congregation. That gets kind of disconcerting. But aside from that, they're telling you all this stuff. And, what's wrong with you? So my question would be, what's wrong with you? You're not what people are telling you you're supposed to be. So everybody on the planet here is disempowered, has this consciousness of lack, has all these alien critters in them, has all these problems. And they don't talk about the alien critters in you. They just kind of think that your mind is the only problem. They don't get into people doing spells on them. That's out of the question completely. They just talk about how you are this wonderful thing, and you got to get into our program, buy our book, and we can tell you how to become self-empowered. And that's the way you're supposed to be. Well, I'm sure that you probably bought that same old song and dance, that storyline, maybe 20,000 years ago from somebody preaching the same thing. And, did it help you then? And why are you disempowered? Okay? They try to tell you that you can have all these things. They never tell you how to get out of it. Well, the way you get out of it is to get rid of the blockages. That's what I'm here to do to help you with, is to get the blockages taken out of your body so you can get more spirit energy in. You can't do attunements. You can't bring something in from outside of yourself. All this stuff is dark energy if you attempt to do that. And if you have done that, then you better get some clearings to decontaminate yourself, because you just have contaminated and nullified the light that you probably had before you went to that person. And so now you're dealing with more stuff, and more stuff's happening to you, and you're trying to get out of the trap. Well, they just put you down the rat hole even further. Well, the main thing is, and I'm sure that if there's any practitioners listening who are doing these things to people, I can say shame on you, because you don't know what the truth is, and you need to get away from what you're doing because you're harming people. And the main thing is that you need to tell your people that you're seeing that they need to get more spirit energy and to do clearings to get this stuff out of them. This is why I'm here, is to help people. And a lot of practitioners probably would not send them over to my site because they don't want to lose their business. But basically, they're contaminating you, and that's why we have the dark side practitioner on the website. If you have been to somebody and you got slimed, got more into darkness, you believed a belief system, and now you realize it's not working, you bought that one special book, maybe you paid, $40 for it, and this book was the best-selling book on the market, and all your friends bought it, and now you look back maybe 5 or 10 years, and you go, I'm in the same place I am right now. This book is supposed to do it all for me. Well, it's just a bunch of words, and the words have keywords to tie you up into aliens. Did the book tell you to know your spirit, to connect to your spirit? Probably not. They're doing everything but that. So that's what we're here to do, is to help you, to get you out of the darkness. And that's why you've been stuck here for maybe up to 100,000 years. I've worked with people who've been here for 105,000 years. But most people would be less than that, but still, are you trapped here? Yeah. Are you self-empowered? Can you do whatever you want to do? Well, you can do something to a certain extent, but you know that you're not all-powerful, because if you would be all-powerful, then you would be out of here. You wouldn't want to have the situations here on this planet that you have every day. You would leave. You may want to come back again after you left, but you're stuck here. So why are you stuck here? Because you bought the wrong belief system. Your belief is holding you here in bondage, captive, and whatever else you're doing, that stuff outside of yourself, reading all these books, condemning yourself to more misery, getting more implants put into you. All this stuff is negative stuff from the darkness, and they use mind energy and wonderful flowery words to keep you here. So are you all these things on a planet of darkness? Probably not. Can you manifest in darkness? Yeah, people do that. Your mind manifests in darkness every day. Remember, that's the New Age practice here. Your thoughts create your reality. Well, when you're in the heart center, then you don't have any thoughts. And so once you realize that, then you go, wow, there's something happening here that I never knew anything about. I mean, I can be heart-centered, be in my heart, not have any thoughts. Yes, that's the way source energy is. The next thing would be, well, then I must not be in source energy like this person is telling me, because I have all these thoughts inside of my head. Yeah, that's correct. You're in darkness. What brought you there? People doing false teachings. And the false teachings in the darkness are not false. They are true 100% teachings of darkness to keep you trapped here. So that's the whole thing. To the light, as you look at it from light, they're false teachings. But to you, they're 100% correct, and they all work perfectly according to the plan of the darkness energies and the unwanted universal travelers that are controlling you, giving you mind energy. So if you don't feel too comfortable right now, and you look at your metaphysical library, and you see more than one book in it, and to be really a thin book, that would be my book. So if you have my book up there, it'll just have a thin cover and a thin back with one page. You open it up, and it would say, Go Within. So if you don't have my book on your bookshelf, then you should just make one yourself, because I'm not going to sell it, okay? And all the other books would be contrary to what I'm telling you, and they're keeping you stuck here. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Yes, I had a lot of those books. I'm sure a lot of people listening do, too. And, you know, I just feel like maybe now I was lured because the promises sound so wonderful, and it's something that I thought I needed. So I'm sure that others may, you know, have done that as well. Bought and read all the must-have books and the self-help books and the spiritual lectures and the workshops and the classes and gone to certain churches or spiritual centers. However, you're saying, you know, that that was not necessary. We really just were pretty much led by false teachings. And so if we do have a lot of the books, and they have key words in them.
Burn the books. Take all the books and destroy them. Burn them.
Yeah.
Because they have
so
key words. Even if you don't open the book up, those words are in there, and the key words, just like on your computer when you do a Google search or a search on, you know, the Internet, key words are going to be connected to you whether that book is opened or not. And you don't know what that key word is doing to you. In fact, if you just want to try it, take the books off of your metaphysical library there, stick them all in a box and put them in your garage, or get them away from you, you know. Get it out 50 to 100 feet away. And you, lo and behold, you're going to say, geez, my room feels lighter. How come? Well, it's because you have all these imprints and all this alien mind control going into all of those words in those books, whether you read it or not, because it's attaching darkness to you. Like I said, just need one book. It's one page. Go Within. And that's what you need. Otherwise, you're just reading more and more stuff, getting caught up into more energies that are connected outside of yourself to aliens as you're reading these wonderful words. And if you notice, most of the New Age books, or probably any books in general, people talk about what's going on. And so in spirituality, what you have is somebody who maybe is connected more to getting information, right, from the darkness, because that's what gives information. The light never gives any information out whatsoever. It can't. When you do the mind of heart drop, there's no words. So once you understand that, then you know that this person got tons of energy from the darkness, wrote a nice book, and it may sound wonderful. There's always a twist in there someplace sometimes, but just forgetting that, it sounds great. And now you got Arthur, author number, maybe Sally Lou comes along and wants to write a book. So she read, Sam's story book, right? And so Sam's story's book, she copied, and now she made her own book with little changes in it. Then somebody else read her book, and they made a book. And all of a sudden, you got all these books kind of saying the same thing, regurgitating the same information, which validates the original person who wrote the book, because they don't want to go against that person. And all of a sudden, now you got a little different viewpoint, and all these authors are making money on you because you're trying to find yourself in these books, which you never do. Remember, going within is what you're going to find. That's what you're missing. You're missing your spirit. Instead, you're getting caught up in mind-controlling programs to control you to buy more stuff outside of yourself to heal you, thinking that you're healing your spirit. And you got to clean yourself out of all this stuff. So the more you read, the worse off you are. You want to get away from all this stuff that's being transmitted to you. And these books can put you into a very nice storyline, make you feel warm and fuzzy. You may laugh, you may giggle, you may say, oh, this feels like divine truth to me. Remember, in source energy, you will never have any of that happen to you. It's an internal knowing without words, without emotion, because emotions are brought here by the darkness. So you don't want to become, you know, somebody that keeps following these things around, because you'll be living a lie, you're going to get lured in, and you're going to have emotional situations happening to you to validate that the books are real and that there's something in there. But all you're doing is corrupting your light codes in your body. As you corrupt the light codes in your body, then they cannot work for you. You force and kick your spirit out of your body because of your belief system of what you're reading. You're acknowledging, oh, this sounds like it's the right thing. And that belief system is now part of yours and maybe part of everybody else around you, because you're probably working with your soul family going down the same, you know, highway on the rat hole. And all of a sudden, everybody around you is living in the same boat, and you're all sharing your same experiences of darkness, and you're wondering why you can't get out of it. Look for the next book. So you're just living in layers and layers of darkness, corrupting your light codes in your body, and separating you from source energy, because you want to learn more about things outside of yourself. And then you become a victim. And then you have the dark side practitioners preying upon you, and it's just an awful, awful bad thing. So your belief system that you have is your problem. That's what's keeping you here. That's in your DNA. All of your ancestors' beliefs from past generations, and you're living that. So you're living all of their stuff. So are you self-empowered here? To a certain extent, you could be. But it's not like in true light. In darkness, they will tell you that you're empowered and that you can do anything you want to do. And you're running their script, and of course, the script, the program that you're running, is going to validate your experience. But can you get out of here from that script, from all these things that you read about? No. You need to clean out your body, get rid of what you're reading, get rid of the darkness, and get more spirit energy in you that you force out of your body. And that's the basic thing. It's very, very simple. You just took the wrong path, the wrong turn. Never too late to backtrack and get back into source energy. But you need to get rid of the old stuff and all these contaminated light codes that you did to yourself. You corrupted yourself. And the corruption is what's holding you here through all of your lifetimes. Very sad. Back to you, Kathy.
Yes, Ron, I think I fell victim to that. I had a need, a belief, and I bought the books and went to the classes and workshops, etc. But although maybe I did feel like I made some progress, and everything I learned I really enjoyed and thought was really helping me. I have to actually say I didn't really make that much progress considering how much effort I put into it and how much money I spent trying to get there. And, you know, we all have dreams, and it's good to dream for the good life, but, you know, there just is too many obstacles sometimes the way the world is, and the entities, the parallel timelines, all the abductions we have to undergo by the aliens, and you know, all the things that go on, the parasitic life force energy that's being stolen from us, our spirits being fragmented out. I just now I understand why none of that ever really was possible for me anyway, and I know a lot of other people who are really trying to get out of that rat race, feeling stuck, their entrapment, their situation. So for those of us who are feeling like a victim, feeling powerless when we can't do what we want or think we should, could you please give us a clearing for being a victim on believing misinformation and participating in that?
I'll give an example. I knew a lady who went to a New Age church, and it has the word science in it, okay? And they do mind treatments, okay? And she was talking to me one day years ago, and she says, man, you know, in our church we believe that our thoughts create a reality. And what happened to me is I broke my arm, and naturally everybody in the congregation saw me walking in with my arm in a cast, and I can see him talking to the person next to them about, what was this lady thinking to have her break her own arm? Her thoughts create her reality, and she broke her arm. Is she a masochist? You know, and you can go on, and everybody's looking at her like she's some awful person to do that to herself, because it was her own self doing it, and all that guilt is put on her. So if you do feel a little guilty about not moving forward the way you think you should, well, maybe, you know, the dark side plan maybe is not, you know, in place for you that good to have you move forward in life. You know, the dark side is what you live in. You live in those programs. So feel lucky that you didn't break your arm, but if you do have stuff happening to you, then it's just a program that you're following. That's why we have timeline crashes, to get you off of a situation from a timeline of darkness that has a program that you're following. So let's just take the lady who broke her arm. Maybe you're listening to me now and you have a situation in your life and you go, oh, man, I got this situation and I don't know how to get out of it. Well, let's just do a clearing for you. So remember, there's many on the website. Check out the free clearings first. And if you really want to move ahead in your life, then you must do the whole lifetime emotional clearing. That's all your stuff, or most all of it, that's come up in this lifetime, and you're wallowing in this stuff. It's you know, leaking and reeking out of you because this is what you're living. You're living those past energies from your ancestors. You're living all their lifetimes at once, and that clearing can help you take control of your life. Otherwise, you're living all these programs. So here we go. Let's just do a clearing for you. If you have a situation, maybe you're dealing with pain, and you wonder why you have pain, and you read all these books about pain. You did muscle tests, and you went to practitioners. The pain is still there. Well, maybe you got an entity attached to you. They don't know about entities. They're doing everything but this, okay? So let's do an entity clearing for pain. Here we go. I'll count to five to release some entities from you and see if you feel better. In fact, I'll snap my fingers. So we'll just start taking away entities here for pain here. So we'll do probably about 20 clicks here. Much easier for me to do this than to start talking and counting. Here we go. There. So see how your pain is feeling. Is it less? Yeah, I'll do another pain clearing. This is an energetic body that you have that stores pain, and you feel it in your body. So here we go. Clearing out some more. Normally I count when I do this here, but I'll talk instead. And there we go. Now we'll do entities. Entities come to you because you have pain. Here we go. Entity clearing. Getting rid of entities, and maybe move a little bit, see if your pain is getting less than what it was before. And if it is, it's because this clearing, this healing is working instantly. There we go. So see how you feel. Now we'll deal with guilt. Maybe you have a lot of guilt. Okay? Everybody has guilt because they, you know, just feel guilty. They didn't do the right thing. Maybe they didn't read the right book yet. Remember, the one book just has one page in it, go within. But maybe you're thinking about buying a book that's maybe $50 now because the $20 one didn't work. No. And this is a brand new author coming out with this book, and they're on the best-selling, you know, list now, and this must be the hit, the one and only book. So here we go. I'm going to do a guilt clearing. Think of what your guilt would be. Could be anything. Here we go. Clearing this energy off you of guilt. You have to think of the guilt that you're dealing with, otherwise it will not work. Light always sees you in pure perfection. The darkness sees you with all programs, what they can activate in you next. There we go, clearing away guilt. There we go. I'll do one now, a timeline crash for being a victim. And we'll do anger after this here, because if you're feeling better, then you realize, wow, I'm getting angry only because I bought the wrong system. And maybe I saved you $50 for that new book. Here we go. So, timeline crash for being a victim. Now, I'll have to count on this one here. So, first timeline being released from you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Second timeline crash for being a victim, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Victim could be a sucker. You know, maybe you feel like you got to buy everything that somebody tells you to buy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fourth timeline crash, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So we'll do one for anger now, then we'll do a couple more to help you out. So here we go. This is an anger clearing here. And you're probably angry because maybe all your friends told you that you weren't good enough, you didn't buy or read the right book, you didn't have enough belief what they were talking about. Remember, just the program that they're running. Maybe your program is not the same as theirs. Maybe yours is worse, you know. So here we go. Remember, these are all programs that you're running. So let's do anger, getting rid of anger from your anger body. That's leaking into you, making you pissed off. That's the only way you can look at anger, really. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We're clearing your anger body, which is an invisible energetic body that stores your anger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, see if that helps you. And now we're going to do one. Probably for maybe false hope, okay, being led down the wrong path, listening to those practitioners who preach the light of the darkness. Didn't get you anywhere yet, but, you know, you're still worse or the same that you were, you know, 10 years ago, going to the same church every Sunday or whatever, going to the same meeting, seeing the same people, and they're all in the same boat as you. And now you're kind of frustrated, and you go, wow, is this false hope? Are they selling me something that's not working? Because if it did work, you wouldn't be there. You know? Are you hanging out with people that are dysfunctional? You know, are they all dysfunctional in the organization that you're going to? Are they all looking for something outside of themselves? Well, wake up and get out of that organization. They're courting you, keeping you in that organization. So here we go. False hope. At least in the timeline for that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, that's a lot of energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now let's work with one where maybe somehow you don't have enough stamina or enough courage in yourself. then you have to rely on other people to tell you what to do. And they're telling you to do all this stuff, and it hasn't got you anywhere, and you're still not empowered like all the books tell you that you can have it all. You know, you're the driver in the front seat of your vehicle. You know, you're it. Everything is out there to support you, and you wonder why I'm not being supported, okay? Let's do a timeline crash for that. And maybe you feel like you're being rolled over by a steamroller. And, you know, everybody's telling you, you know, that you're doing something wrong. And then now you got guilt, and you think you're sabotaging yourself. And they're telling you all this great stuff that's wrong with you. And they're in the same boat you are because they're dealing with your issues, too. So here we go. Clearing for that, a timeline crash. It's like being run over being sort of being down the wrong path, but just, it's kind of like a self-sabotage, but you don't have it because they're doing it to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. We'll see how you're doing with that. And I will talk about one thing about the books. I mentioned this a while back to somebody years ago. They says, yeah, Rod, I took all my metaphysical books that I got me nowhere, just got me more into darkness, because now I have all this stuff, my belief system is enhanced, and it didn't do me any good at all. And I thought, well, what do I do with all these books? So I got a big bookcase. I got about 500 metaphysical books going back 20 years. And they said, you know, I could have taken it to the secondhand store and given them away, but I didn't want to corrupt other people with these books. So I just had a great time, and I went out and put a bonfire in my backyard and lit them all on fire and had a great time watching them go up in smoke. So back to you, Kathy.
That's a good suggestion, I guess. You can do that where you live legally. Ron, I've heard your listeners from your four other radio programs talk about the false teachings and how that was attached to them. It attached them to the dark forces and how to get that kind of energy off of them. And there was mention of a clearing you had put up. That was a bundle of clearings, actually. They're whole life clearings for issues affecting us now that prevent us from getting to our divine birthright or the life we dream of or the good life. And as you said, you know, it doesn't take into account the self-sabotage and so many things that can be obstacles. So this clearings package you have, it's called Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe Special. I found it quite amazing because it seems to address all the blockages you mentioned, the DNA, the layers of darkness that we inherited, plus the other ones we mentioned before from the dark side that we carry around with us all the time. And so this seems to be a really great solution that you and the Creation Lightship have offered on your website, creationlightship.com. The Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe Special, if I can talk about it for a few minutes, Ron, I really like it because it has so many valuable things, and it's only $100 for a three-month usage. And there's seven clearings, so that is quite a bargain. And I'll just quickly read what the clearings are. Self-empowerment. That would deal with all the issues we talked about with hope and feeling worthless and disappointed and frustrated. And then also you have one called Psychic Billboard Mind Projection Clearing, which is when people think of us or project their thoughts onto us, and they aren't always the neutral thoughts. It's a clearing also you can use to put the affirmations we like for us through the light beings to work on us. And then there's the Prosperity Empowerment Clearing, which in conjunction with also the Poverty Clearing, clears away the blockages that prevent us from our abundance and from poverty consciousness that we may have inherited. And then the poverty clearing goes very deep because you've had a seven generations one through seven poverty clearing. If we came from a family or a heritage lineage that experienced poverty, we also will inherit that, and it can be activated in our DNA. So that can be cleared in this Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe Special. And then what's really wonderful is that you've included the victim body clearing. That's a whole life clearing, and that's a pretty, there's several of these that are whole life clearing that are hundreds of dollars of themselves. So the victim body clearing is just pretty much like it says. It clears away that victim consciousness that we may have or have inherited. And then another one is that people talked about a lot on your radio program and seemed especially grateful for is the curses, hexes, and spells, whole life clearing. And I can certainly see how they would be so grateful when it just seems so many people try hard to do things, and yet there might be something like what they might feel, a dark cloud over their head or a lot of bad luck just always following them. And so, you know, it's something you're not always aware of, why this is happening. Could be quite possible that people cursed us even when we were little, or hex spelled us. So this is a very great solution, the Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe Special. And for those of the audience who are listening right now, the members in the chat room, our moderator is posting relevant links to this topic and the clearings in the chat room. So please take a look in the chat room if you'd like to know more of what we're talking about and how to get to the links and the clearings and Ron's host page. And so, Ron, could you please just explain for a little while how these clearings actually work to get these densities off of us and our old belief systems?
Okay, so because you're not empowered, if you were, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't want to be here. So you have to take that premise that you're stuck here. And basically no book's going to get you out of the situation. And no preacher or minister is going to do anything. You may go to church or see somebody and they tell you how great you are, and then that works for about 15 minutes until you leave. And then you're in the same boat, but they had a good storyline to tell you, maybe even a few laughs during the service, possibly. But what the clearings do, it takes source energy that you do not have, and the source energy from the light being comes into you and empowers your spirit to do the clearing. Now, if your spirit was powerful enough, like I said earlier, you would not be here. So you need to have some help. And so source energy is here to help you. This is what happened 2,000 years ago with Jesus. He came to empower you, your spirit, to clean out your body of densities, which you call sin. That's what they brought it forward, that all the Christians talk about. Although they have the misconception and the storyline that Jesus is still doing these for over 1,900 years, which is not true. So, unfortunately, that's another lie that everybody's been, forced to believe in. And so we'll just go off of that situation here. So the main thing is that each time you have a situation that the source energy comes in through the light beam, and that energy comes into your spirit, and you're actually having your corrupted light codes put back into order, back into pure light with no judgment. And this is what's working with your DNA, which you really shouldn't have, because you have all these built-in storylines that you know nothing about, activated in you, going off at different times in your life to keep you in bondage here. So the clearing takes things out of you of densities. Doesn't bring anything into you but your spirit. So some people say, gee, Ron, can I do a clearing to bring me lots of money? Well, I can't do that for people, okay? I can clear away the blockages that might be blocking you from that, from the darkness energies, not wanting you to have money. That's a possibility. But I can't bring you anything. Your spirit does it all for you. So you need to work with that peace energy. And so these corrupted light codes are replaced with peace. That's why when you have a clearing from myself or on the website, all of a sudden you look at your life and you go, I don't remember that I had this problem. Well, it's because the thing that's haunting you is the program being reinstated in you by the aliens over and over and over again, like mind looping, having the same thought over and over again. So once that's taken away, you can walk away and not even worry about it because you don't have to keep thinking about this problem. So it's not a therapy. This gets rid of the condition that you're dealing with, and you have to bring up that condition if you do them one by one or just do the whole lifetime clearing, and it's cleared away from you. It all depends how you enter into the system. When I work at Expos, I take away one situation from people, and they go, wow, it's gone. If I do 10 situations, then they feel like a new person because they're being haunted by 10 major situations, making them feel funky. And it's amazing to watch people when I do these clearings. All of a sudden, they look at me like, gee, life is good now. Well, that's only 10 issues. We've got millions of them. And so that's why you want to do your whole lifetime clearing. So you can start all over again in this lifetime and have some self-empowerment, which you will get from your spirit as you get yourself cleaned out. But if you don't clean yourself out, then nothing is going to be a Band-Aid and nothing's going to work for you. And that's why most people have so many books in the metaphysical library. Now, where I live, we have a dump here, and I have seen a lot of people throwing out metaphysical books at the dump because they're probably not working, or maybe somebody died and they wanted to get rid of them. But I have seen people get rid of their books. The only reason why I mentioned about burning the books is because you're getting rid of the energy completely. And that's the best thing to do. That's why you want to not be buried alive. You're actually still alive even though you're dead. I won't get into that. Because the aliens can take the cells of your body and recreate you on a timeline. They can go right into your bones. They can go to any bone, graveyard. And if there's bones there, maybe you go to one that you see, well, it's an old graveyard. It's, you know, in like maybe 1700s. Well, if those bones are there, the aliens can take that on a timeline, recreate that person, and get all of their DNA out of that, and have that person live and be miserable. And then if they're in your family lineage, they can copy and paste that onto you. So that's even worse. But that's what happens. That's why you want to become cremated. So if you do have books, you know, burn them. Get rid of the energy. End that connection from the alien to the words to you. Because if you give it away, if you think about that book that you gave away 5 years ago, that energy is still on the book, connecting it to you. So, that's words of wisdom. But what the light ship does is take away the blockages and the densities to have your spirit come more fully into your body, as much as it can do, and then you're at peace. And source energy is peace. You want to become peaceful, then you have to have clearings. You can't ask for a Band-Aid and have something put on you. An attunement, DNA activation, having put people put hands on your head, have people pray for you. All this is going to be darkness energies coming into your body, and now you got more to deal with. And that's why we have the dark side practitioner clearing, because as you go to all these events and people, you're being slimed even worse. And that corrupts your light codes in your body. So once you get corrupted light codes, the only way to fix it is to have source energy help you out and reinstate the proper code, which is source energy, into you. Otherwise, you're never going to get it. So, back to you, Kathy.
That's great to know, Ron, about the burning, because then no evidence, nothing left. Also, I heard your listeners saying, no wonder that they felt so good after doing the Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe clearing. They said that it gave them the gusto to even get started to live all over again. It gave them that self-empowerment that they needed, and they appreciated the discounted price because of financial reasons. So that is really quite a value there, And the other clearing Ron mentioned was the dark side, dark-minded practitioner, which is to be found on creationlightship.com on the left side under recommended healings. And so, Ron, I wonder if we could have another clearing before we end in a few minutes for possibly being under the spell of the dark side, being under its spell.
Yeah, let's see. So, remember, normally the darkness needs somebody to be the conduit. So, in a sense, the dark side needs a handler to run energy to you. So, let's look at... let's see. Think of somebody in your life that you didn't like and they caused you problems. I'm sure everybody can think of one or two people. Jokingly, you know, everybody talks about mother and father-in-laws, you know, but, you know, and that could be what the case would be. Maybe it's an ex of yours that whenever you think of them, you get a, you know, your stomach hurts, you know, or you want to throw up or something and not feeling very good, or maybe you think of the person and your body kind of shivers. Maybe that person is thinking of you daily, and maybe they got a little doll of you and they poke pins in it, you know. This is what people do. Or they pay somebody out of the country, you know, $100 to work on you for a year or whatever. You wonder why your life is going to hell in a handbasket. So the clearing, the prosperity jumpstart is just to get you jump-started back into life again. So it's just like a quick fix to get you so that you can get back online to do what you want to do. And that's what the self-empowerment clearing is about, just to get you put back online so that you're able to move forward in your life. It's just a little small energy, get rid of the stuff you're dealing with right now in this moment, so the next moment that you have can be freed up. So let's do a clearing here, dark side practitioner clearing. Just think of somebody that you thought of, that comes to mind, because if you think of them and they come up, they're connected to you. If you don't have anything, that's great. But naturally, if you think of somebody, then that means that they have a strong energy attached to you. So here we go. I'm going to release that energy from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That one's released. And let's do another one here. And if that person is really hanging on to you, then you can do that same one over again. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I got a little comment here. It says from a person, "I'm living in a twilight zone." This is probably lyrics from a song. "Place is a madhouse. Feels like being cloned." Well, we get into that aspect too. So, anyway, that could be another show. What do the mind of heart drop here for everybody? This is what source energy would feel like if you want to. We're on a planet of true light, and this one here was taken over from true light, and people thought brought in darkness energies, started reading books, etc., and went down the wrong path, and they're so far down the rat hole they don't know how far they are, and this can help you to get peace. Peace is always with you. You just got to know where to look. You have to go to your heart center. So dropping down, you have to and must command your spirit. Otherwise, you're in darkness. And I don't think you want to be in darkness. So command your spirit to take your thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. Here we go. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards to do this, and you're going to be at peace. Maybe the only peace you ever had in your whole life will be coming to you in the next 15 seconds. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There. Now your heart's centered, and you're going to notice that you cannot think of a negative or positive thought because they do not exist in source energy. So once you understand this, then you realize the path that you've been on is putting you further down the rat hole. You want to get back into peace and to source energy. It's all within. The simple teachings of Jesus. Go within. Back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that mind to heart drop, Ron. And will the clearings you did on tonight's program work on the podcast?
Yeah, all the clearings that I do will work five times. So if you happen to hear five emotional clearings going back, you know, on the archives, it'll work five times for you of whatever I do on the radio programs and the podcast. After five times, and that's enough of a sample for you to understand that these clearings work, then you must go in and do the full clearing on the website. So these are just little samples to show you that Source Energy is here to help you, but you have to be able to understand what it is, and that's why we do these clearings.
Okay, thank you. We've got to conclude in a few moments, and so I just want to wind the program down by saying that Ron has addressed the idea of divine birthright and explains that the false teachings are from true light, they can work, but they are not of the true light. And they were designed to be a lure into a trap. So they do look wonderful. The dark forces have done a great sales job, and that's why we are all still here and have been here many, many times. So Creation Lightship offers the solutions. And it is an intention of Ron and the Creation Lightship to provide healings, clearings, and information to allow for a better understanding of the forces that affect us on the planet now and help us regain our whole self of body and spirit. It's up to us to initiate the process of getting the darkness and densities cleared out and healed for the true ascension of light. There are informative posts to the healings, loads of testimonials, and radio archives with many topics discussed for your further interest and understanding on creationlightship.com. Ron has created many healings to get us on the highway to ascension, because right now is our chance to connect to our own divine spirit. The Creation Lightship is offering this choice and chance to get back to our home base energy with our divine spirit gift in a planet of light where the real light only works in the present moment without deception, without entrapment, pain, or sorrow. We thank our host, Ron Amatron, for the divine healing and our contact talk radio producers.
Okay, everybody, so we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. Very, very simple, only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart. And you can actually feel the energies drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.